Okay, so let's start. Yeah, let's start, 6:15. Let's start. So, we were in the middle of discussing a machlokes regarding whether or not about whether or not how you learn out that the Kohen does not have to see the Nagayim. We had a machlokes as whether or not the Kohen could do it for wait and not see it for a Dvar Rishus, not see it for a Dvar Mitzvah. I'm going to go back a little bit to get to the flow. So what's the difference between the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from the word Ubayom, and the Shita of Rebbe, who learns from the word Panu Asavayas? Right? Panu Asavayas means you want to remove all the items from the house before the Kohen takes a look at the Nagayim. So, in other words, it doesn't happen automatically, it happens when the Kohen sees it. So, my benayu, Amar Abayi, Mashmuz Dorshin Iku benayu. Just what sukkim they learn from is different, there's no practical difference. Rav Amar Dvar HaRishus Iku benayu. The Machlokas also has a halachic ramification as to whether or not you delay seeing the Nega even with Tzorech Dvar HaRishus. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns from Nige Adam, from the words Ubi Bayom, that we say that we're only delay the Kohen seeing the Nega for a Dvar Mitzvah. But according to Rebbe, who learns it from Panos Habayis, then we can say that even for a Dvar Rishus, because Panos Habayis is for just remove the stuff from the house, and therefore even for a Dvar Rishus, you remove the stuff.
I had a problem with yesterday.
Yeah.
What he's doing is looking at it first, not saying it. The big difference between not going in and taking a look at it.
No, but from the Panos Habayis is that he waits until all the kelim come out.
Correct.
Then he looks at it.
Then he looks at it. The case that Mara gave, it seems like he went inside there.
So doesn't say anything
until after.
Well, that was, yeah. Okay. Bottom line is, though, it's dependent upon the Kohen making a declaration. It doesn't happen automatically. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from Umi Bayom. So why doesn't he learn it out also from Panos Habayis. He says, Mihasim lo garminan. He can't learn out from Panos Habayis because, again, remember, there are three different types of Tzaras. Tzaras on the person, Tzaras on the clothing, Tzaras on the house. So in order to learn it out from Panos Habayis, you have to take it from Tzaras on the house and pull it to Tzaras onto the person. He says, you can't learn from Tzaras Habayis onto Tzaras of a person because it's a chiddush by Tzaras Habayis. Because Tzaras Habayis makes everything in the house tummy, even things that typically are not susceptible to tumah. For example, the chiddush the ha'etzim ba'avanim ba'amal lo mitamu, ba'hacha mitamu. Because typically, etzim, Rashi says, p'shutei kli etz lo mekabel tumah, flat boards, or earthenware, stones, earthenware vessels, even things that are mechubah l'karka, those are mekabel tumah. But when it comes to tzaras, they are mekabel tumah. So it becomes a chiddush, and hence once you have a chiddush, he says you can't learn it out to the other pasuk. V'hacha mitamu. So here, by Nigei Batim, the armor kalvet tumah. But in fact, the Torah tells you to remove all the kelim from the house. That means everything has to be removed. So since you have a halachia that's not typical, you can't learn it to Nigei Adam, and therefore you can't pull it. Therefore, you can't pull across the Dvar Rishus. Therefore, he would hold it only as Dvar Mitzvah. You can delay for it. You can't delay for Dvar Rishus. So Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, no, you can learn out. You're right. Ein Echanayim, I can't learn it out from Nigei Batim. But there's another pasuk. I have two psukim. I learn from both psukim, and from the combination of both psukim, I can learn it out. He says itzrich. Rabbi Amar itzrich to do two limudim. One is umbayom, and one is upanu sabayis. The ikatz of Rasana Rachmana umbayom heiros bo. If the Torah is written umbayom heiros bo, that there we learn there from that pasuk. We learn that some days you look at it, some days you don't look at it. Have a mina dvar mitzvah in. We were told that only for a dvar mitzvah can you delay, like for the regel or for a chasan. But for the dvar rishus low. So therefore, chasan rachmana v'tziva kohen upinus habayis, which includes everything. So therefore, you have both. But so why is it just right upinus habayis? We said before, it's finished. Because the rachmana v'tziva kohen and the upinus habayis, have a mina would have thought hani in the lab tuma dugufei. Only these cases when it finishes over here. It finishes by the house. It's only by tuma of the house and not by the tomb of the guf. About tomb of the guf, aim a mefsin chazule. The neighbor of a tomb of the body, you would have to look at it. You couldn't delay. So, therefore, we have both psukim. Once I see Once I have both sukkim, I can learn both dinim. I can learn din number one that applies to dvar mitzvah, dvar rishus just like a dvar mitzvah, and din number two that it applies to both the house and the guf, and probably begadim as well. Okay. So Amamar, the brisa before had brought a pasuk from Rabbi Yehuda who said, "Ubayom heir osbo basar chai." That is yom yesh yom she'ataro ebo. There are some days that you see the nega, and some days you don't see the nega, which we explain would be for a chasan or for a regel, in order to avoid him becoming tame at those places. So my mashma, well, where do you see that in the pasuk? Where's the limud come from? So Amar Abaye im kain, if it was just to teach us that you look at it, it doesn't have this extra kiddush. Some days you look, some days you don't look. Lifto rachmana biyom. It should just say biyom, not ubiyom. Right, literally, but yom my uveyom with the extra vav, I guess. Shema mina yesh ayom shataru ebo, v'yesh yom shiyataru ebo. The extra vav you learn as well. But Rava Amar, no, the whole word is extra. You don't even need the extra vav. The whole word, kula kroyaseru who. The entire word uveyom is extra. The imkain lifta rachmana uveheiros. What do you mean uveyom heiros? Just uveheiros when he sees it. What do you mean on the day? Other days, extraneous, it teaches that there are mikmai uvayom, shmamina yom yesh yom shataro ebo, veyesh yom sheiataro ebo. So the bus. Okay, so Abaye, what does he do? He says, no, I can't learn. He says it from the extra vav. But he doesn't think the entire day, the word yom is extra. So what does he do with the word yom? Abaye, whom he violated by yom below belayla. Abaye says, the word yom is not extraneous. It needs to teach me that you can only look at Nagayim during the day. You may not look at Nagayim during the night. So okay, so Rava, since you're learning Ubayom to teach us yom, some days you do look, some days you don't look. So how does he learn by yom below belayla minale? Where does he learn that from? So nafgale, he learns it from a different pasuk. The pasuk says l'chol mareh einei hakohen, that the kohen has to be able to see it. At day the kohen can see it. At night the kohen doesn't see it by himself. The night kohen has the assistance of the artificial light. That's not him seeing it. So Abaye, so how does Abaye know? What does Abaye do from? What does Abaye learn from the Chol Mareh Einei HaKohen? V'Abaye, Hahu Miboile, L'Me'utei Suma Me'achas Me'enav. Right, the pasuk says the Chol Mareh Einei, the eyes, in plural. You have to have sight in both eyes. It can't be an individual who is blinded in one eye. So the Gemara says, V'Rava Nami Boile L'Hachi. Well, Rava also is going to have to learn that out. Where does he learn that from? He learns it out from this pasuk, Einei. So in Hachanami, you're right. He learns it out from there. So okay, so now we're stuck. Where does Rava learn out? You have to see the nega during the day and not during the night. So the ella bayom below belayla minole. Where does he learn that from? Nafgale. He learns that from the pasuk where it says by nigevatim. It says where the Baal HaBayis says kinega nira li b'abayis. Right, nega nira li appeared to me. So what does me li mean? Li below laori to me and not via the light. The only problem I have with this is that this pasuk talks about the owner of the house telling the Kohen that he's seen the Nega in the house. It doesn't seem to be, the shot of the pasuk is not that this is a din on the Kohen, this is just part of the narrative that the Baal HaBayis is telling the Kohen. I don't know, I guess maybe the Li is extra anyway. Alright, so that's where he learns it from. So the Abaye, so Abaye says, well, he says, Mibayom comes to exclude Yom, the ex Lila and not Yom. So Ime Hasam had a big kinege nearly mavayas hava amina hanimil tumadalav gufe. Well, that's only by the house. So I would have only known that the negayim of the house I can't see at night. I have to see it during the day. Aval tuma du gufe afilu oranami. Maybe for looking at tuma on the body or tuma on the clothing during the night is all it's okay. It's not, if I have sufficient light. Kamash balan. Therefore, the pasuk bayom to teach me even by nege guf it has to be seen during the day. Excuse me, and not be seen at night. Okay, that's the drasha. Okay, the next mission is going to continue talking about things that are usher to be done on Chol HaMoed due to tsar. And the Gemara's are talking about likud atzamos, which means basically reinterring the body from one grave to another grave. There's a whole halachic discussion about whether or not you do that or that to begin with. I think one of the hatayim for sure is to move it to either to Kibrei Avos or move it to Eretz Yisrael. Those are heterim, right? So, but halachas also is that it's the day that you have likud atzamos that day. But I don't think the night that day is a day of avelus for the children. Whether it's the raisa, the rabbanon, it's also machlokas.
Only if you know about it.
Well, of course. I do remember I do remember when they gave back Gaza. So there was a guy, the Rav, who was killed, Rav from Shalvim, who went to Gaza and was killed, and he was buried in Gaza, and they took his body to Har Zeisim, and the family sat Shiva for that. That's not really Shiva.
Yeah,
so it's just, I forgot to be wrong, maybe his name is. Forgot his name. Why, you remember him?
Yeah,
but
wasn't killed by
the terrorists? I thought he was killed by terrorists in Gaza. I'm not sure of the whole story. I just don't know they changed, they transferred him. So the Gemara says, but Od Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, just like Rabbi Meir was Makil to see the Nagayim on Moed, he's also Makil another Kule here, which was that Milakeit Adam Atzamos Aviv Imo, someone couldn't take return the bones of his father or mother. Meir say not that the father or mother, it's any of your Misablim, any of the people who you could be Misablim on. They could do that on Chol HaMoed to bury them in Kirei Avos. Because it's a simcha for him, because he's taking them to their proper burial place. And he's not mitzdar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi argues, says, no, you can't do it because Evel Hulo. There's a Velus here. It's Evel Hulo because, I guess, two things. Maybe he's seeing the bones themselves are an Velus or a tsar for the person. Or by seeing the bones, you reminded your parents and that they were nifter, and you're revisiting the issue. And it becomes tsar. And the next din is, Lo Ye'orer Adam Ameso. Lo yasbidenu kodim regal shloshim yom. So the second part, which is easier to understand, lo yasbidenu, Rashi says, she imes lo meis beso shloshim yom lifnei regel. If someone dies 30 days within 30 days before the regel, lo yiskor sabdan lahasbido. Don't hire the professional eulogizer. Shloshim yom are tervayokai. Shloshim yom is for both orer and yasbidenu. But what your orer is, as Rashi says, imes lo meis chodesh v'chodshayim chodeshim oed. If you had a mace die a month or two before the yontif, lo ye'orer, mifarish b'gemara, kahadar saftan b'marav, klomer, lo yiskor saftan, lachzora krovav lomar b'chuimi komari nefesh. It's a similar idea, is to I guess, not just be maspid, but here to go gather everybody in order to be maspid. Rashi adds, a month or two. I don't know what two months comes to. So Mishnah says 30 days. That's why I say chodesh or chodshayim. How does he say ye'orer?
Inspire lamentation.
Support and Hesped is just too eulogized.
Yeah. What does that mean? They passed away 2 months ago, now you're doing it. Why are you doing it now?
I don't know. I guess they had different ways of going out to mourn.
They buried them.
Right.
They took them out after a certain amount of time and someone else. So
shops. Right, but okay, so that's good, that's the leaflet. What's this year aware of? What do they do? Like, what, 2 months, he passes 2 months away 2 months ago?
Maybe the whole family's together.
Maybe. Okay. Don't have the shloshim party, I guess. Right. I know. Okay, so the Gemara now said that Rav Meir said that you can do this likud atzamos because it's simcha. So the Gemara thinks that it means really that it's simcha for him. So the Gemara says, how can it be simcha for Minu, of Kasha? The Brisa says, hamalakeit atzmos aviv imo, someone who gathers the bones of his father or mother, he has a velus that entire day, right? But that night, he doesn't have to do a. It's not a velus. So you see that is. It's a. How can you tell me it's simcha? There's a bedin of a velus. So the Amar of Chizda, Rav Chizda comes to add. Not sure what Chizda comes to say. Afilu tsurim lo b'tzidino. Even if he's still wrapped up in his sheets. So Rashi says afilu tsurim b'tzidino she'eno milaktan. Even if you don't see them, or you're not really gathering the bones together, they're all placed in their own one spot. Or just, I guess, seeing the sheets is enough to be for tzar. You're not actually gathering the bones together; they're all wrapped. It's all wrapped up. That's still enough to make it avelus. So you see that the reinterment of the bones is a avelus. So what's the mayor saying? That's a simple low. So Amar Abaye, says, don't say that Rav Meir says that it's mamash, you have simcha. You definitely have tsar, right? But he say rather, mipnei simchas haregel alav. What does that mean? He says the fact that there's yontif, the simcha of the yontif, of the Chol HaMoed here, will cancel out the avelus, and therefore you can go do it. It's not such terrible avelus, it's not the same avelus as you have at the time of the Misa. So the simcha of the yontif will cancel out, and there should be a problem. Rashi says, mipnei she simchas haregel alav, Klomar harbehu osik v'simchas haregel, ve'eno mitzdar b'malakad atzamos av v'imo. He's not going to be, not going to have tzar. Maybe halachically, yeah, I don't know how he can do that anyway. There is no avelus on Kol HaMoed anyway. So the problem is tsar. So there's no tsar because Yontif is going to cancel out that tsar because he's so happy about Yontif.
Oh, but he's human.
I know. Yes, I guess maybe I'm saying that from a halachic standpoint, because it's Chol HaMoed, so Chol HaMoed is Yontif, and therefore there won't be any Hilchos Aveilus, so therefore you can do it. Or Rav Yossi says, like you said, he's human. Okay, there won't be any necessary Aveilus, Dine Aveilus, but there's going to be no psychological pain by seeing what's going on. He goes according to that, and therefore it would be Asr Chol HaMoed. Okay, Lo Ye'arer Al Meso. What is my Lo Ye'arer Al Meso? What does that mean? Amarav. The derech of the eulogizers would go around the city and tell people, come and cry with me. I guess because these guys knew how to give proper eulogies. That's what says, well, you're on Meso, that you can't hire the eulogizer to go around and gather all the krovim. They will cry over the mace. The Mishnah said, kodim haregel shloshim yom. You can't do it more than 30 days before the Yontif. So why 30 days? I thought 30 days down because closing your own clothes and achad, you're learning it, so you're already within the purview of the Yontif. And we don't do any Hasbedim all of Nisan, right? But 30 days, we still do it. We still have Hasbedim at the end of the year. I don't know. And you do Hasbedim right after Rosh Hashanah. But I don't know what the 30 days halacha is over here. So Maishna Shloshim Yom, why, or maybe I do know, okay. Why is it usher to do this 30 days before the regel? So Amarav, Rav says, because of the following story. Amarav Kahana, Amarav Yehuda, Amarav. What's the reason? Because there was a Maisa. Maisa ba'adam echad, shekinei smos la'alos regel. A guy got all his money, he's ready to buy his ticket to go to Israel for Yontif. Ubas saftan va'amar al pesach beso. And the eulogizer came to knock on the door, and he wanted to... So he's professionals get paid. So the wife gave him the money. So now they don't have a ticket to do a Lila Regel to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Nimna below Allah. So the Osha Shah Amru, Lo Ya'orer Al Meso, Velo Yishbin, Kodin the Regel, Shloshim Yom, to avoid people losing their money to pay the professional eulogizer, they should be spending their money to take a trip to go make a Lila Regel. Here's the interesting thing, yeah, not everybody would make a Lila Regel, sometimes you can go.
Right,
you have enough money. You have enough money, and it goes. It's definitely, at least...
Let's say you have enough money, you can't just...
Right, so what if it's Manazel, we're not doing a Lila Regel.
Yeah.
But we can. Shmuel Amar gives a different reason. Shmuel Amar, Lefi She'ein HaMesh Mishtakeach Min HaLev Shloshim Yom. Because it takes 30 days to forget the mace. Rashi says, Chomar, Kevin de mace, Ein Mishtakeach Min HaLev Shloshim Yom, Im maspido pachos mishloshim yom nifnei haregel, asim lemisbei beregel the dango shachko. Rashi seems to be saying that the mace, any time you're reminded of the mace doesn't leave your mind for 30 days. So if you have a eulogy of the mace within 30 days of the regel, so then come the regel, you're still going to have the mace in your mind, and it's going to take away, it's going to detract from your simchas
hayontif. When did the person pass away? Way before.
So that Rashi said in the Mishnah. Rashi said in the Mishnah that. What did he say? He said Shloshim Yom, right? He said Lo Yes Bidena Shim Meis Lo Meis Besof Shloshim Yom, that he died within 30 days. So you're not gonna forget him anyway. So then Rashi, but over here Rashi seems to indicate Im Maspido Poshim Shloshim Yom Lifnei HaRegel Asher Mispeh BaRegel. Only if the Hesped is 30 days. I mean, maybe the person even died earlier. Right, the mace is 30 days. I don't know. So my benayu. So what would be the practical difference between Rav and Shmuel? Ika benayu deka abi b'chinam. Let's say the guy is not a professional, an amateur, you know, whatever. He doesn't take payment. So you have to be worried about losing the money to go lila regel. So according to Rav, that would be fine. According to Shmuel, it still would be an issue.
Which
benayu
if he has money saved
from Shmuel? No, Tosfos says. Venir the lach to Rav be isure. The lach will be like Rav when it comes to isurin. So therefore, it would only apply. The only issue is the money issue. Bafilu Shmuel yishlo medor asiri elaydei safdana. Aval hu atzmo shari. But he does by himself. It's mutter. So only the issue would be to hire somebody. To do it himself. It's mutter. Aval hu atzmo shari yoser misapek yitzaro yitzaka v'yismach l'achar zman. If he does it himself, maybe he's happy at the time. It also seems to indicate that even according to Shmuel, it's only hiring somebody. It has nothing to do with doing it by yourself. Okay. It's a question because in the Gemara in Brachos, the one Brachos says that ein ames mishtakech min alev at shnei masar chodesh. Takes 12 months. That's why we have a velus for 12 months. Here we're saying it's only 30 days. So some answer that there are two different answers. The Gemara in Brachos is that ein ames mishtakech min alev until 12 months. That's just that remembering. That's just remembering the mace themselves. Here, the 30 days is the pain. So that you don't necessarily have the Mara saying that the 12 months is not a tsar issue, just remembering remembering your loss, and that's why you say Kaddish, I mean, it is 12 months. Here it's actually talking about tsar. And tsar is 30 days, and tsar is what negates yom tov, and that's the problem over here. Fine. Right, we point out in Tosos says the halacha is like Rav, because in all in Yoni Isra Heter, we paskin like Rav. So therefore, it would be mutter to be maspid for free within 30 days of the regel. The Ritz Gaius says that, the Ritz Gaius comes up a lot in the Hilchos Avelos when we get to the third parak and we have all the, 100 Siman of the Rush in the Hilchos Avelos. The Ritz Gaius comes up a lot. So the Ritz Gaius says that Bezman Azeh, that we don't have a Lila Regel, it's mutter, according to Rav, to hire the Maspidim and to do this error within 30 days of the regel, because according to his reasoning, it doesn't apply anymore. Because you're not going to lose out make a lila regel. But the Ramban in his Sefer Torah Adam says, well, if that's the case, then why didn't the Gemara say that's a nafkamina? Or he said, what's the nafkamina? One of the nafkaminas that we mentioned in the passing, but the Gemara doesn't mention, so, b'smanazeh. The Gemara doesn't mention b'smanazeh as a nafkamina when there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara doesn't mention it, so therefore it doesn't make a difference with the Beis HaMikdash or not. They made a takana according to Rav, and it would apply even b'smanazeh according to the Ramban. Okay, next Mishnah, talking about digging graves and digging pools and making coffins for the dead on Chol HaMoed. Ein chofrim kuchin ukvaros b'moed. You can't dig the kuchin and the kvaros. The kuchin, I think, are the catacombs. If you've gone, all those trips in Israel, you have in the caves, they would dig out and they would have them in the walls of the caves. You can't dig out the catacombs and you can't dig out the graves on Chol HaMoed. Because I guess it's Kircha Gedola, right? There's supposed to be a big Kircha, right? Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein chovim kuchin kvaros l'tzorach mesim." He says, "Shedarkon lichbor kuchin kvaros lizmanam l'tzorach mesim sheyamusu the tircha yiseru." Rashi says it's talking about digging out for the future because it's a tircha yiseru. That's how Rashi explains it. So according to what he's saying, it's not a problem for you. If you don't have and the maze dies, then you can do it. Right? Ein chovim kuchin kvaros b'moed, aval mechanchim es hakuchin b'moed. Well, you can fix them. You can be mechanic. Mechanic is a word of chinuch, which means like you can deal with them. You can help them. You can teach them. Because you can fix them up on moed, because that isn't that much of a tircha. Let's just go back to what we mentioned before. Right? Rashi had mentioned that the way they would do it is their derech was to dig these to dig the kuchin the kvaros, to be ready for the mesim that are in future going to die. This is for preparing for post-moed mesim. That's how Rashi explains it, that's how the Rif explains it, that's how Rabbi Nachman explains it, that's how the Rush explains it. The Muke Yosef says that the Mishnah is talking about where you're digging the graves even for the tzorich of the mesim that will die on Chol HaMoed. And the Mishnah is making a chiddush that even if you need the mesim, even if you need the kvarim for Chol HaMoed, which typically you would need, like a place like a big city, someone's going to die, inevitably someone's going to die over Chol HaMoed, or Yontif, nevertheless, you cannot dig for the mace on Chol HaMoed, because you don't need it right now, I guess. And they have a whole to-do about, are you permitted to have a kever set aside for a specific individual? Can you, someone's alive, can you dig a kever for them? So the Birke Yosef says that you're not supposed to do that. That's only dafka if you chofer. The only way you can do this is if you chofer stam. You can't earmark one grave that people have plots but you can't necessarily earmark that kever. I don't think people even dig the kever first. You own a plot, which is not dug. I asked Daniel plot, no better. You own a plot that's not dug, it's only dug at the three dug after the Misa. Okay. What next one to say? According to the Rif and Rashi, right? According to the Rif and Rashi, that this is done. That this is, you're not allowed to dig the graves for even after the Moed. So the Ramban asks, a second. According to the Rif again, the Mishnah is talking about when you osen these the Torah to Mason that died after Moed. So what's the Ramban's question? Ravan asks, if Tikkun HaKever, right, if it's not the Tzorach HaMoed, what was the Havim to say would be Mutter?
What's the Mishnah called the Mechadish here?
Right? You, according to Rashi, Mishnah's telling you can't do this for Achar HaMoed. Okay, fine. Why would you think you can? It's not Tzorach, the Tehirim to do Malach, it doesn't fit any of the Tehirim for doing Malach. Once you know the rules, why would this apply? So he says, because maybe the Tzorach HaRabim here. And we mentioned that Tzorach HaRabim can be done. You can even put on Cholamoy. You can even put off and do it on the Cholamoy. I mean, this would be the idea of Tzorchei Rabin, because the Mishnah tells us that it's too much of a tirch, I guess, and you can't do it. Okay. And the Mishnah then continues, Va'osin nevreches b'moed. You can make this sort of pool. I guess it's the laundry pool on Cholamoy. It's not so much of a tirch. And you can also make aron. You can make the coffin for the kvura. I guess you can even bring the wood from outside in mehames b'chatzer, if the mace is in that courtyard where you're building the coffin. But then everyone can see that you're building it specifically for that mace. But Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Ela in Ken Yeshim Onusar. Yehuda says you can only build the coffin for the mace, even if the mace is in the chatzer, only if you have boards in your chatzer to begin with. You can't bring boards out from anywhere else, because I guess that's too much of a tircha. The Gemara asks, my kuchin and my kvaros. What are kuchin? What are kvaros? What's the difference? So Amar Rav Yehuda, kuchin b'chafira. These are kuchin arkis in the, you dig beneath the ground. Right?
That's what. Into the walls.
Yeah, but what's chafira? In the caves. You go into the caves. Yeah, the catacombs. You're going into the caves. Right? And kvaros, of course, a bavinion. I guess you. What? A mausoleum, I guess. Okay.
Not a regular grave.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the kuchen were the regular graves. Yeah, I think it was in the grave. It was in the kuchen. Yeah, those. Tani namahachi, eilu in kuchen, eilu kvaros kuchen b'chafira, kvaros b'vinyan. Aval mechanchim es hakuchen, but you can fix up the kuchen. So heitza mechanchim, what does it mean to mechanchim? If it's not too much of a tircha. Amar Rav Yehuda, shim haya aruch, if it was too long, mekatzra. You can fill it in to make it shorter. Either lengthen it or shorten it. That's not digging it. That's enough that you can do that on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah says, "Va'osin nevreches." You can make a nevreches on Chol HaMoed. So my nevreches, what's nevreches? I'm Rav Yehuda. Zo bakia. It's a bakia. It's something that you dig out in order to pool the water. So the Gemara says, "Wait, how can nevreches be bakia?" I have a braisa that mentions nevreches and bakia separately. Right? Va'atanya ha'nevreches v'habakia. So it's two different things.
Base.
No, this is for laundry.
Why is it going to the base? The laundry back to base area.
Wait, sorry, no, we didn't. Oh, I hear you. Oh, because we're going from. I think we're going from graves. Oh, it's a good question. Where is what's what does that? I don't know. The flow of the Gemara is weird. We talk about kuchen kvaros. Can't dig kuchen kvaros, but you can stretch them out. You can make pools, and then you can deal with the casket. Interesting. I don't know. That's interesting. So my nevreches, I'm Rav Yehuda Zobakia. It's a bakia. Vatayim nevreches v'habakia. Nevreches and the bakia, which is mash with the two separate things. So I'm Rabbi of Itim Rav Kahana. Rabbi said, or some say it's Rav Kahana, that giha the bar giha. So basically, the nevreches and the bakia, both of them are these pools, these things that you dig out for the water. And why does the Bryce say Nevreches and Bakia are two different things? Because they used to dig two different pools. They used to give the Giha, which Rashi says, Giha Barkiya, number one is Brecha Gedola, Sha'osin Bechatzre, Shishkachasabam Kol HaShofin. One is a big, big pool where the water goes in. And Bakia and Bargiha is a break of katana. It's a small one next to it. She'osin Sams Gadola, Kidei She'yichasu Amayim Hayotzim Nagdola Katana, She'him Aleya, Maleya, V'nichmas Nakatana. It's like the overflow goes into the small one on the other side.
Not the pool,
it's the hot tub next to the hot tub next to the pool. So it's the big, it's the big pool and the small pool. They're both the same idea. They're both this thing that did. I guess you're glad you both on Yontif. Even the big one, it's not considered too much of a tircha. It's Gia and Bargia. The Aron im Hameis b'chatzer. So we said you can make the Aron if the mace is with you in that chatzer. You can't make the Aron if the mace is not there.
Right. Now this is in Eretz Yisrael. They never use an Aron.
Well, nowadays they don't. Now they just I don't know what they did then. Nowadays they don't do that. They put them in the structure and it's sort of like the kever itself is the Aron.
Right. So
what's
the, this is
I get maybe a different minhag then. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Would that, where did it come from? Now they only
use Aron and Aron Yisrael.
Absolutely.
Right. That's how we do. I'll ask the Neil. Maybe he knows. I don't know. So Osin Aron im Ames b'chatzer, Tanina Luhud Tana Rabbanan. Osin, right, we learned this, the Gemara says, this our Mishnah goes like this, it's similar to the following Brisa. Osin kol tzorchei ames. You can do all needs for the ames on Chol Hamoed. So if it goes in Lo Sa'aro, you can cut his hair. U'mechapsin Lo Ksuso, you can wash his clothing. It seems to indicate that he's being buried. It's his shroud. It doesn't say he's tapri. This is suso, which is a different language. Yeah, okay. He says the shroud because he wants to avoid the problem of saying what's he doing wearing suso. He's wearing tapri. Okay, but osin mechazon lo suso, but osin lo aron minisarin hamunusarin me'erev yonto. And you can make the aron from boards that were set aside or around or there on yonto. You can't go get new boards. You can even bring boards and wood from outside to bring it in, as long as it's b'tsina b'sof b'beso. But you have to put them together, I guess, inside the chutzer. Meaning that the chutzer has to be, in other words, you can only do it with the maces in that chutzer. It has to be clear that you're building the aron for this particular mace, not for any other mace. Okay.
This is only on the second day.
I think this is Chol Hamoed actually here. Okay. Next, Ein Nosim Noshim B'Moed. You can't get married on Chol Hamoed. You definitely can't get married on Yom Tov itself. But you can't get married on there's Kenyan issues. You can't get married on Chol Hamoed.
Why did they say
Noshim? I think that's just the. You can't take a wife.
Why can't they take a man?
No.
She
can never take a man.
I
think that's just a Noshim. Nosim Noshim. That's what it is. I think it should just say Enosim. Nothing, right? Okay. Enosim Noshim B'moed. Lo Basulos, whether the woman is a Basula, below Amanos, or she's Amana, below Miyabim, you can't do Yibim on. It's also some type of Nisuin. Mipnesha Simcha Hilo. This is a Simcha for him.
I think they didn't have
same sex. You see, right now it's left. I'm glad you spoke. Right now it's. Right now, it's left.
Trying to figure out.
Because the Gemara is going to give us five answers. You want to know why it makes?
Why it's going to spend your money? I never heard that.
So you're asking on the Metzius itself.
I'm
glad you opened his mouth tonight.
It's leaving
on high.
So,
so okay, the Gemara's going to ask that question. What is it? So it's a simcha, so he can't do it. What do you mean? You have to talk about simcha. Why can't he do it? Okay. Aval machzirus grushaso, but he can retake his wife who we divorced, I assume we should marry anybody else, because that's not such a simple. Getting married? But Osa Isha Tafshi Tel B'Moed, a woman can put on her makeup and all these things on Chol Hamoed, because even though there's a, I guess that's considered Tzorach HaGuf, maybe it's Ofa Nefesh, I don't know. It's mutter for her to do these things with Avashinoi, even if there's a big tircha. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Tasud, she can't smear this type of lime on her face, Ibn Isha Nibul Hula, because even though, what?
Yeah,
it's like a face mask. But the idea here is because this is exactly this thing is even though she'll look pretty afterwards, but while she's doing it, it's monobola. It looks broke. I think it's some sort of face mask or something like that.
No, it's like a reddish hue.
And that's manuvel.
No, that's like reddish complexion.
I think it's even though she's low tassu besid. Mipnei she nivul hu etzla akshav b'moed, She tells her b'sidu mitzvah eretz, so it's going to hurt her. It's going to give her pain. So it's menabel her now, even though afterwards it's going to give her this beautiful reddish hue, but right at the moment now, it's painful. Next. Ha-hedjot tofer kedarko. Now if you're talking about sewing. The Mishnah is explaining things that you got to do if it's a maisa hedjot. Remember, one of the hetayim also is a maisa hedjot. You can't do a maisa umam. So someone who's going to stitch, if you're not a professional, you can stitch regularly. But a uman, but if you have a tailor, I guess, and he has to stitch something up, he has to be mishan in his derech and has to, and machlev. He has to do, machlev, I think, means do the stitch like dog teeth. Seems, so in other words, it changes,
Like the
intern book. How they do it in Israel? Umisargin es hamitos. Also on Cholamoid, you can re-tie or reattach the ropes that the bed, that the mattress lies on. That's what the beds were made of, tied of all these ropes. You can do that on Cholamoid. Rabbi Yose Omer, you can't be misarig them, but you can be rot mimatchin. Don't do mimatchin. The Gemara doesn't explain what mimatchin means. I'm sure the article explains it. If you remember, just tighten. It's supposed to tying it just means tightening them. Okay? So the Mishnah had mentioned that ain nos im nashim b'moed because it's a simcha. So v'chi simcha hilo my have. Okay, so it's a simcha. Why aren't you allowed to have simcha chalmoid? What's the problem? Gemara says, Gemara's going to give five answers. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, v'chein Amr Belazar, Amr Boshia, v'amr la, Amr Belazar, Amr B'chanina. That's a dream line. Takes up a lot of time. L'fi she'ein ma'arim simcha b'simcha. Because you can't mix one simcha with another simcha. Ein ma'arim simcha b'simcha. So a person has to, Rashi says, kolomer b'inam l'lismach b'simchas ha'moed l'chudei. You're supposed to have the simcha of the Chol HaMoed or the Yontif itself. You can't have additional simcha. So yes, the Gemara is telling you that it is simcha to get married, and but that simcha cannot combine with another simcha. Ein ma'arim simcha b'simcha.
The simcha
of Chol HaMoed
is the same simcha as Yontif?
It seems so.
Not
so much simcha.
Not as
not enough simcha. To retake a grusha is not enough simcha.
You can make a bar mitzvah on Chol HaMoed.
You can make a bar mitzvah on Chol HaMoed. Because it's a suit of mitzvah, maybe. Maybe.
What? What is something?
It's just a suit of mitzvah.
You can make it into a suit of mitzvah if you say it's bar mitzvah, otherwise it's not a suit of mitzvah.
Right, but what about making a massive party?
What?
Yeah, it's not. Talk about halachic simcha. We're talking about halachic simcha. Not talking about having a good time. We're talking about halachic simcha. I don't think it's halachic simcha when it comes to bar mitzvah. It's just now he's bar mitzvah. Okay. The Tosos sort of discussed it a little bit. We'll get to the. In a minute. Tosos. We'll try to do the last Tosos. Okay. That's answer number one. Rav Bar Huna Amar Nation Maniyah Simchas Haregel Osa B'Simchas Ishto. He says, no, what you can't do it is because if you get married, you're going to ignore the Simcha of Yontif and deal with the Simcha of your wife. Answer number three, Amalei Raya Rav Yosef, Had the Rabba Bar Rav Huna, the Rabhu, he said, Amar of the Niyah Bar Kitna, Amar Rav Minayin She'in Nosim Noshim Moed. How do you know not to marry women on Chol HaMoed? She'emar B'Samachta B'Chagecha. He said, now this makes it almost like a Doraisa. You have to have simcha with the chag and not simcha with the wife. Ula Amar Ibnei HaTorich. Ula Amar says no, but you can't do it because it's too much tircha. Rashi says litzrach l'tzorach nisuin. The tircha moed also. That is a violation of malacha Chol HaMoed. Because so these maybe they hold like David that it's not much of a simcha. They have to come with other reasons as to why you can't get married on Chol HaMoed. It's just because it's a tircha. David, it's a tircha. It's a tircha to get married, and therefore you can't have tircha's usher on Chol HaMoed. And Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Amar.
The
there's no such thing as more than flop. You got to do the whole thing. It's on the chasim. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Amar. What?
Okay,
you got one more than me. So Rabbi. yeah. I think this goes to Kol HaFi Minhag Medina. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Amar Nitnei Bito Piriyur Rivya. Because it's going to be Vata Pru Revu. Rashi says, the Ishari Nisuin V'yantav, if you can allow people to get married on Yantav, I think he means Chol HaMoed here also, Ein Adam Nosu Isha Kol HaShana. Cool, you're not getting married in the year. Elamantin HaMoed. I'll wait till the Moed. Why? Sheyeh Osu Suda Achas Moed Nisuin. I'm a cheapskate. I don't want to get married during the year. I'll just. So they had the whole to do about getting married.
No vacation.
Sorry?
No vacation.
No vacation days.
That was
the Friday wedding day. That's the thing with Purim. Shlomo Zalman got married on Purim Erev Shabbos. And all three were all the meals were done. What? Yeah, it was Erev Shabbos. So that's just worked out. Okay.
There was an issue back then. They didn't have
There is an issue about what about getting married on Purim. Does Purim count as a yontif? I'm not getting married on. So I think the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk worked out from the Shuvah Rashba that you're allowed to get married on Purim. Obviously, Shlomo Zalman did that as well.
Why is asking about the police if you're having 50,000 weddings in Illinois, so instead of having 50,000 around the whole year, having more...
To that individual person, he's going to say, you know what, I'm not going to get married on Labor Day when everyone comes back from the country. I'm going to wait to Sukkot because I can get killed two birds with one stone and have my suit of them.
Right.
I don't think they were inviting 600 people right. to come and a 12-piece band.
So you're delaying...
You're delaying the mitzvah for Rebu. It's a delay. They don't want you to delay. So it's a prophylactic. There's nothing wrong with getting married in Chol HaMoed. Just that getting married in Chol HaMoed will lead to...
Well, on the other hand, you can say instead of getting married on Thanksgiving, I'll get married on Sukkot, Chol HaMoed, Sukkot, because everyone,
Everyone's there. And
because of the, same reason. So you could preempt it as well.
Tosel says, "Mipnei bito priya rivya, umasnis and hafe perusha, mipnei she simply hilo, umasha oba osa berotan adaregel." Right, but that the whole—he's talking about everything. It's a simcha for him. It's a weight to the regel. She sameach o she apanoi. V'hadikatani air. V'hadikatani aval masa grushaso. She ain't simcha lo. Right, v'lo shayach ir of besimcha. There's nothing shayach here. All the reasons don't apply. All the five—you have to go through all the five reasons that apply when you max here grushaso. But Tosos points down, he says, Vesudas brismila. Make Vesudas brismila. Mutter lasas b'cholamoid. That you can do on cholamoid. The lekka simcha. There's no simcha when it comes to the brismila. He darmin with parakam and the ksubas. The lo mivarchin shes simcha ba'ono. You don't say the bracha of simcha ba'ono by a bris. The islet tsara liyinuka. Because there's a tsar for the child. Inami also, a simple answer, is kevin this manakavua. Ein levatel zem ipnei zeh. You can't be mivatel. This is the time. You have to make the bris. The eighth day, you make the bris. You have to be mivatel because of simple chol hamoed. Aval sudas pigeon haben. What about a suit of a pigeon haben? Sorech iyun, Tosel says, in mutter lasos b'moed. And the ein lobar has zmana kavua. Don't say it's a zman kavua, because tenach b'zmana, because that would be making a suda on the third day. Shalom b'zmana heyach yamutter. What about to make a suda's pigeon haben? Not on the day. Doing the pigeon on the ben itself is kavua. Who says the suda necessarily itself is kavua? The nearly, Atosa says, nearly the kaimilakir of Ashi. We're going to hold like which reason, like the reason of Rav Ashi, who brought it from the pasuk. Right? He brought it from the pasuk, which was. Is that Rav Ashi? Why we don't have Rav Ashi, do we? He says, Rav Ashi, the Darish b'chagiga perakama. Oh, he says, b'chagiga, b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. The Samat b'chagecha. We have it here in the name of Rav Daniel bar Kitna Amarav. Okay. The eino osur la'ariv simcha b'simcha. There's no isser here of b'ma'ariv simcha b'simcha. That's what he says. V'oj shlomar, the lo chashivi simcha b'simcha, kim sudas nisum levav. The marriage itself is not the simcha, it's the suda, it's the simcha. So according to that, maybe you can get married on Chol HaMoed, because the marriage itself is not the simcha, you just can't have the suda. The suda would be the simcha.
So the suda
is the thing? This is what Tosfos seems to be pointing out.
And unless it's simcha is the suda, then why?
Right. That's what Tosfos seems to be pointing. That's what, because you say it's a simcha mono there, I guess. You say simcha mono, it's a simcha mono. Oh no, Tosfos seems to be saying that the pasuk, like the pasuk, the chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. You have to look up and ask your local, when you're one of your five, you worry about it.
Right.
And also, you also say that in Iran, you lack of simple 100% by the first time you get married, you could look sour for the psula. I don't know. Okay, well, that's why you can't have mixed eating, I thought, because you have to say simple. Oh, no, that's why the Muslims, you can't have mixed eating. You can't have the men and the women together, because you can't have simple if everyone's sitting together, right? The Lubush, that passion is different, but that's, I think, okay, we'll stop here.